His name is Sungjin Cho, and his name might ring a bell because he became the first South Korean pianist to win first prize at the Warsaw International Chopin Competition. That was back in 2015. Right after that award, he recorded Chopin's first piano concerto and the four ballades with John Andrea Noseda and the London Symphony Orchestra. And he's just released the companion to that recording with the same conductor and the same orchestra. It features Chopin's second piano concerto and four scherzi. And that's the recording featured this week on New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher. Well, let's start off by just telling me, how are you? I know that we've all been dealing with a whole different world in the last year or so. How are you and what's your life been like?
I'm doing great. I was in Korea last month and I gave 8 recitals in Korea and in Europe. I've started playing again for the audience since June. So I'm just grateful and I'm doing great.
What's that been like to be back in front of an audience?
It was surreal. I was really moved and touched by the audience and all the circumstances. Like, I really miss the dressing room, and I also miss the playing with the orchestra, and I really miss the sound of applause. So everything was...
It so sounds special. Like you figured out this is really what you want to do, right? Some people who have more right. stage fright are kind of like, oh, I don't know. But you clearly are in your element when you're in front of a crowd.
I really enjoy playing the concert.
It's been 6 years since you won first prize at the Warsaw International Chopin Competition, and you have just released your 6th recording. And on it, you have returned to the music of Chopin. Why?
First of all, I recorded the E minor concerto right after I won the Chopin competition. So it was 5 years ago. And I wanted to complete the concerto cycle with the same conductor and with the same orchestra. And I didn't record the Chopin's music intentionally since 5 years because I didn't want to be labeled as a Chopin specialist. I felt like it will be dangerous. Of course, Chopin is a great composer, but it will be dangerous if I be labeled as a Chopin specialist, because I really wanted to explore many different composers as well. And so I just felt like it would be about the right time to come back to Chopin. And I was ready to record the F minor concerto, and the orchestra and the conductor were available. So that's why I decided to record this album.
How has your relationship with Chopin changed over the past 6 years?
I think it has been the same because I'm always serious about his music, and I admire and respect his music because he was very brave to convey so many of his emotions with his audiences. And Chopin is very important composer for me, and I'm sure for many other pianists as well, because he wrote so many great pieces for piano and for pianists. And so probably my style of playing has changed since 6 years or 5 years, but my connection with Chopin has not changed probably.
When you were putting this recording together, what new discoveries did you make about his second piano concerto?
So Chopin wrote this piece when he was around 20 years old. And at that time, he was falling in love with this lady, and he almost dedicated this piece to this lady. And that's why this piece is so romantic and so delicate and so dramatic. It's all about love. And I always keep in mind that Chopin wrote this piece when he was young, not when he was 40 years old. So I always try to take more of an innocent approach rather than too romantic one.
The Piano Concerto No. 2 in F minor is filled with drama, and it also has quieter, more delicate moments. How do you balance those two sides in this concerto when you perform it?
Chopin's music is very often dramatic. And this dynamic contrast makes the music more dramatic, I think. So the second theme of the F minor concerto is, especially the first movement, is very poetic and melancholic. And the middle section of the first movement is very dramatic. So just follow the instruction, but like the dynamic, the notation just helps the music make more dramatic and dynamic.
In the first movement, your left hand emphasizes the shifting harmonies and your right hand has the melodic line. How challenging is it to make sure that the right hand doesn't take over?
Oh, that's a difficult question. But there's a famous story that when we play the Chopin's music, the left hand should be like a tree and the right hand has to be like a leaves. Left hand shouldn't move so much when right hand sing, while the right hand can sing like so spontaneously or freely. And I always keep that in mind. But of course, Chopin's music in general is also very polyphonic. So not only the right hand melody is important, but also the left hand melodic line or the inner voice. They're also important. So when I play Chopin music, I always try to sing every melodic lines.
You've teamed up with the London Symphony Orchestra and their principal guest conductor, John Andrea Noseda, and you have actually collaborated quite a bit with this conductor. What do you appreciate most about working with him?
The reason I wanted to complete this Chopin concerto cycle was he was so good at accompanying the musicians. He is so good at opera and he's so sensitive musician. And to accompany the Chopin concerto so well, one has to be very sensitive like Noseda. So I thought he would be a great and perfect partner for this album. And also I admire and respect him as a musician and also as a person. Since 5 years, we have played so many concerts in different cities and countries. So he's one of my favorite musicians and person. I really enjoyed working with him.
What insights did he offer with respect to Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2 for this recording?
He made me feel comfortable. That was the most important thing. So I just could do whatever I wanted to do. I could take so much time and I could take more rubato. I could be very spontaneous, and he followed me so delicately and so well. So I was really comfortable to play.
Chopin's four scherzi are also featured on this recording, and you've been known to perform all four in a concert. What is it about these pieces that allows you to feature all four on a single program?
It just, they seem just to feel comfortable all in one place. And I like playing these four scherzi together as a cycle. They're musically connected, and they're all different, but at the same time, they're all similar. Means they're all dramatic music. And it's just wonderful to play together as a cycle.
Can you share maybe a special moment in each of these scherzi that you really look forward to playing in each of them?
So number one, it sounds like Joke of the Devil. Very sometimes creepy, and the first two chords sounds like a scream for me, and the middle section is like a little lullaby and meditative. Very beautiful, the melodic line, they're beautiful, and it's very powerful music. And the third scherzo, I would say, is very violent one. And Chopin was very sick when he composed this piece. So I could understand why he wrote this kind of violent piece. But at the same time, the middle section, the arpeggios, they're really, really like a stars. Sounds like a stars falling down. And the fourth scherzo is my favorite one and the hardest of the four. In every aspect, like technical and musical aspect. It is the only scherzo in major tonality, and it is joyful, but the middle section is very nostalgic. It has very special feel. And of course, technically so demanding, but it's my favorite.
What goes through your mind when you play that fourth scherzi? What do you think about?
Well, when I practice, I imagine so many things. I try to understand what Chopin thought. So about nostalgia, and sometimes about the romance. But on the stage, while I'm performing for the audience, I'm in general very nervous, and so there's no room to like imagine something about it while I'm playing. So I try my best when I practice to imagine something, but on the stage it's almost impossible.
a new Chopin recording from Song Jin Cho. Thanks to Valerie Kaler, our producer, for new classical tracks. If you're enjoying this podcast, the best thing that you can do for the show is to tell somebody else about it. Help spread the word and take a moment to rate and review us on your podcasting app. I'm Julia Macher, and this is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media.